NPR's Howard Berkus has been covering the Unabomber case. He joins us now from Salt Lake City. Howard, on this question of whether Kaczynski should have two trials or one trial, the government appears to be saying start in New Jersey. And do they then mean to go on to California?
Well, no. Actually, what happened in court today is that the government backed off a little bit on the contention to start in New Jersey. And in fact, the judge in New Jersey said there will not be a June trial in New Jersey. So it appears that the first trial will occur in California after all.
How are these kinds of decisions, these sort of strategizing decisions made about which trial, in which state, for which crime, who goes first?
I've heard all kinds of speculation, and I have to emphasize that it really is just speculation on why the government raised the possibility of trying the case in New Jersey first. One is that the lead prosecutor on the case is from New Jersey, and that, of course, one of the three murders in the Unabomber attacks occurred in New Jersey, and that because the lead prosecutor is from there, that there was a strong interest in the prosecutor's office in New Jersey to have the first trial there. There is a good reason to start there, which is that it would be a more focused case. It's one incident, whereas in California we have four bombings that Kaczynski has been charged with there. And so evidence would have to be brought for those four bombings, plus the prosecution indicated that it would also present evidence linking Kaczynski with all the Unabomber attacks. Presumably, the case in New Jersey would be one that would be easier to deal with and perhaps more direct.
How does this work? If Kaczynski is convicted in the first trial, then will there be any more trials?
The government has indicated, of course, that it certainly wants these two trials, one in New Jersey, one in California. There are also indictments pending in three other bombings in three other states. One would have to presume, though, that what the government really wants out of this are the most serious charges dealt with first, which carry the most serious penalties. In this case, the death penalty. Both in New Jersey and in California, we have bombings that involve deaths. There is a federal death penalty statute that applies. The government hasn't indicated yet whether it will seek the death penalty in those cases, but clearly these are the most serious crimes. It gives the government the most serious penalty, and one would presume that if the government got the most serious penalty, it might not go ahead and prosecute the other cases.
There were 16 attacks attributed to the Unabomber.
Yes.
But the government is not even beginning to be prepared to proceed on all of them yet.
No, what we're really talking about is four attacks in California, one attack in New Jersey, three other attacks in Utah, Tennessee, and Michigan, in which indictments were secretly returned before Theodore Kaczynski was ever a name that any of us ever heard about. Those indictments were recently unsealed this summer. So there are eight potential prosecutions, at least that are covered by indictments, and that leaves eight other bombings that have no indictment attached to them so far.
Mm-hmm. So after today's proceeding, what do you think happens next?
I think it's clear that what's going to happen next is that there's going to be this trial in California in November 12th. And before that, we'll have a motion to suppress the evidence that was found at Theodore Kaczynski's cabin in Montana, that mountain of evidence as it was characterized. That's scheduled for March 3rd of next year. There's also a motion pending for changing the location of the trial in California to move it out of Sacramento. That's scheduled for June. And then again, the trial itself is scheduled for November 12th. Of next year. So there's still a lot that's going to happen even before we get to that trial.
Thanks very much. NPR's Howard Berkus reporting from Salt Lake.